This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the ribbon cutting of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. The facility will replace the 68-year-old Plum Island Animal Disease Center, where USDA conducts foreign animal disease research, training, and diagnostics.
The research that's going to be done here is, in fact, critically important to protect American agriculture. We're talking about not just food supply and the national security implications of that. We're also talking about economic security. Obviously, this is going to have a profound impact on the local economy as well.
The facility offers the highest level of biocontaminant laboratories with safety protocols and is the first of its kind in the United States that will allow scientists to study and diagnose animal diseases.
You were extremely lucky to have Pat Roberts where he was, advocating so often, so forcefully, and so passionately for this project. Trust me, I was on the other end of a lot of that. Mr. Chairman, on behalf of all the people of this great country, as important as this project is for Kansas, it's important for the United States, it's important for the world, and we, the collective we, owe you a special debt of gratitude.
Again, that's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.